From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A cousin and top aide to Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi has reportedly defected to Egypt. Ahmed Gaddaf al-Dam says in a statement quoted by the Associated Press that Gaddafi's regime has engaged in grave violations of human rights and international law. But Gaddafi's son is denying reports the government has directed military aircraft to attack protesters. Gaddafi has deployed tanks, troops, and militiamen on the streets of Tripoli as he tightens his hold on the capital. But protesters and opposition groups control key eastern cities and are advancing westward. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in eastern Libya.
What we've seen in the east is that there is a breakaway republic, and so the army has defected to the side of the pro-democracy protesters. The man we spoke to, General Suleiman Mahmoud, was a senior general here in eastern Libya, and he basically joined the side of the pro-democracy forces, and now he's saying he will take his troops, he will get volunteers, and he will march on Tripoli to help the pro-democracy protesters there.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in eastern Libya. President Obama has directed the Justice Department to stop defending the Defense of Marriage Act. That's the Bush-era law that defines marriage as the union between a man and a woman. Attorney General Eric Holder says the president has concluded the ban on gay marriage is legally indefensible. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Republican members of Congress are objecting to the move.
Texas Republican Lamar Smith leads the House Judiciary Committee. Smith is one of several GOP members of Congress to criticize the Obama administration for backing away from the Defense of Marriage Act. The 1996 law defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Congress has the option of getting new lawyers to carry on its fight in courts all over the country, now that the Obama Justice Department has backed away. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Fuel is being pumped into the space shuttle Discovery at the Kennedy Space Center in preparation for launch late this afternoon. NPR's Russell Lewis reports it will be the final flight for the oldest space shuttle still in service.
NASA plans to retire all three of its remaining shuttles later this year: Discovery, Endeavour, and Atlantis. Discovery has long been an unofficial favorite for many in the shuttle program. It's flown in space the most times. It lofted the Hubble Space Telescope into orbit. And it's also the shuttle that helped NASA return to space after both the Challenger and Columbia tragedies. Tens of thousands of people are expected to flock along the space coast to watch Discovery lift off for a final mission delivering supplies to the International Space Station. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Satellite Beach, Florida.
A judge in London has cleared the way for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited to Sweden. Lawyers for Assange say they will appeal the judge's ruling. Swedish prosecutors are seeking to question Assange about allegations of rape and sexual abuse. Assange strongly denies those allegations. He has not been charged. This is NPR News from Washington. Lawmakers in Wisconsin's state assembly have agreed to limit debate on the governor's proposal to take away most collective bargaining rights from public sector workers. The move would end a round-the-clock filibuster by Democrats and set the stage for a vote later today. But Democratic state senators remain away from Wisconsin, depriving Republicans of a quorum in that chamber. NPR's David Shaper says teachers and other public sector employees are holding forth each day in the state capitol building to call for defeat of the plan.
Protesters are fewer in number. The demonstrations and marches inside and outside the Wisconsin State Capitol continue almost nonstop against Governor Walker's bill that would take away many collective bargaining rights from most of the state's public employees. Democratic state senators remain AWOL from the state capitol to prevent a vote on the bill. Walker continues to threaten massive layoffs of state employees if his budget repair bill isn't passed this week. David Shaper, NPR News, Madison.
To show support for the teachers and other public sector workers in Wisconsin's Capitol building, people have been ordering pizzas to be sent to them. Stacy Fritz is manager at Ian's Pizza in Madison, Wisconsin. She says she's gotten over 1,000 orders from all over the world.
I wrote down on the board Afghanistan, Qatar, India, Haiti, Israel, Brazil, Egypt, and that's just a partial list. We have taken orders from all 50 states and Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Fritz says she suspended the restaurant's normal menu to handle all the orders. The most popular pizza among the protesters is Ian's macaroni and cheese pizza. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for